What it is saying, though, is that we need to perhaps first ask whether exercise is the, or lack thereof, is the underlying reason for the experience. Now, why should not we do away if the results are very similar between exercise and medication? Why shouldn't we do away with medication? Here is why. You see, let's say, let me just draw a circle. No. Let's say this is the total population of people who are depressed. We know that Zoloft or antidepressant medication helps about 60% of them. And we know that exercise also helps 60%. However, it is not the same 60%. There is an overlap by definition because it's more than 50%, but it doesn't help the same people. So there are people who are only helped by medication, there are people who are only helped by exercise, and there are people who are helped by both. So it's not saying let's do away with medication. It is important. It helps. However, it also says let's try exercise because I may be helped by exercise and not medication, or I may be helped by both. Here is the clincher, though, in this study. So what they were looking for, as they look in all these studies, is the relapse rates, meaning 6 months after the end of the study, when we no longer give medication, when we no longer push the participants to exercise 3 times a week at least. What happens after 6 months?